The sledge is frozen to the snow, and you'll have to break it out. Push it from one side to the other to break the ice."
Hal tried again, but this time he broke the ice under the sledge. The heavy sledge started to move slowly. Buck and his team pulling hard under the whip. After 100 meters, they had to turn into another street. It was a difficult turn with a top-heavy load, and Hal was not a good driver. As they turned, the sledge went over onto its side, throwing boxes and packets into the street. The dogs didn't stop. The sledge was not so heavy now, and they pulled it easily on its side. The whip had made them angry, and they started to run. Hal cried, "Stop!" But the dogs continued through Skagway, and the rest of the luggage fell off as they ran. People helped to catch the dogs and to pick up all the things from the street. They also told the men that if they wanted to reach Dawson, they needed twice as many dogs and half as much luggage. Hal and Charles went back to the camp and started to look at the luggage and throw things away. Tent, blankets, and plates were taken out. Mercedes cried when most of her clothes went.